Audio Renaissance presents Tall Grass by Sandra Dallas. Read for you by Lorelei King.
Chapter 1. The summer I was 13, the Japanese came to Ellis. Not Ellis exactly, but to the old Tallgrass Ranch, which the government had turned into a relocation camp. Tallgrass was a mile and a half from Ellis, less than a mile past our farm, and it was one of the camps the government was building then to house the Japanese. In early 1942, the Japanese on the West Coast had been rounded up and incarcerated in places such as the Santa Anita racetrack. Those destined for Colorado waited there until streets had been bladed into the yucca and sagebrush at Tallgrass, guard towers and barracks thrown up, and the camp fenced off with barbed wire. Then they were put on a train and sent 1,000 miles to Ellis. I remember the crowd of townspeople at the depot the day the first Japanese arrived. The arrival date was supposed to be a secret, but we knew the evacuees were coming because the government had alerted the station master and hired bus drivers, and guards with guns patrolled the station platform. I'd sneaked away from my parents and gone to the depot, too, because I'd never seen any Japanese. I expected them to look like the cartoons of Hirohito in the newspaper, with slanted eyes and buck teeth and skin like rancid butter. All these years later, I recall I was disappointed that they didn't appear to be a yellow peril at all. They were so ordinary. That is what I remember most about them. The Japanese gripped the handrails as they got off the train because the steps were steep and their legs were short, and they frowned and blinked into the white-hot sun. They had made the trip with the shades in the coaches pulled.